Warning, there are a lot of food-related stories this week, and since it's Florida Man, you probably don't want to hear them during your lunch break. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast, for Tuesday, January the 22nd, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a Florida man eats a cop's car.
A what?
A cop's car.
Okay.
Like a police squad car.
All right.
Not the whole thing.
Okay.
Just parts of it.
All right. A Florida woman eats a cop's dinner.
Another Florida woman beats her parents because they won't take her to dinner.
And a Florida man loses a game of hide and seek with the deputies.
Plus, the Florida Men Regional Championships, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
We are recording today. A little windy outside.
It is windy. It's
a little chilly for southern Florida. I think we're down in the low 70s.
Yeah.
Brr. Cold.
Yeah. I mean,
by my sweatshirt.
I'm seeing all these people posting pictures of how they're surviving this winter storm up there this weekend, and I feel their pain. You know, it got down in the almost. Down in the 50s one of these nights.
I know, right? I almost had to turn the heater on.
I'm
scared to. I'm afraid it might catch on fire. It ain't been on in 3 years.
We had to go to Publix and, you know, stock up on supplies and blankets and firewood.
Oh, you get blankets at Publix now? Is that where you buy your blankets as Publix?
They sell, like, those emergency metal foil.
Metal foil. That's
emergency blankets.
Uh-huh.
That you do, like, out in the wilderness.
Okay.
Because I wasn't sure how cold it was going to get.
Oh, well, you got to prepare.
Yeah.
And plus, they're always good for your bug-out bag. I mean, you can certainly reuse them.
Yep. I mean, you have to, like, crumple those things up. You can't fold them back up the original way they were.
Oh, you can't? Like aluminum foil.
Yeah. It's basically, yeah. It's a cross between aluminum foil and a map.
All right. So, let's... We started a bit, or I don't call it, what the hell you call it, but a couple at the beginning of the year as far as New Year's resolutions.
Yes. How are you doing on yours?
I'm week four. Yep. And so far, so good.
All right.
I'm 100% in right now.
So you're no cheese balls?
No cheese balls. I haven't had any cheese balls or puffs for that matter.
Wow. Are you going to extend the balls?
Well, I got to do 52 of these damn things, so we may have to expand on these a little bit more.
All right, and no Almond Joys?
No Almond Joys.
Flossing with the little flosser pick things?
Flosser picks. No, I gave up on the dental floss with the string because it cuts the blood circulation off to my finger and it hurts.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I know where my fingers have been, and that's I don't want them in my mouth.
You know, they make this stuff called soap.
Yeah.
And you can rub it on your hands.
Well, you can't walk around all day with soap. I mean, life happens, you know?
Yeah, but if you're going to floss, you're in the bathroom anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, so we're going to add to the list this week. I got a new one I'm adding.
Okay.
Yep. Here we go. I am giving up for the rest of the year paper straws. Done with them. They got to go. They have got to go.
That's like giving up getting stabbed in the eye.
No, my point is that restaurants. So if those of you that don't know, someone came up with the kind of the save the whales. We all have all kind of save the whatever in Florida. We save the manatees. We save the Everglades. We save the water. Well, now, apparently, plastic straws are causing catastrophic, unreversible damage to the environment.
But they're not. That's the thing.
That's what they're saying. I'm being sarcastic when I say this.
Yeah, that's...
All of our problems are caused by plastic straws.
No, it's...
So they forced all of the restaurants on Fort Myers Beach and Sanibel and all in the islands that we have to use plastic straws now.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yep, not going to do it. Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent. Not going
to
do it.
Did you just go back to a Dana Carvey, George H.W. Bush impersonation?
Yep, not going to do it. So, if I get plastic straws, I'm going to tell them to keep them or throw them away, and I'm going to drink it straight up. No more paper straws.
Okay.
I'm done.
I don't blame
Finished.
You. They suck. They're terrible. Well, they don't suck.
They don't. They get soggy and they get clogged up. I mean, you got to pound it, otherwise they're going to be soaked.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. It's paper
and
water or drinks. They get soggy. So you have to, every time you get a drink now, you have to get a new straw because the paper straw gets soggy.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of having one plastic straw that lasts you the whole night, now you got like 15 paper straws.
Well, that depends on what restaurant you're at, because some of them, they'll bring you a new plastic straw with every drink.
And that, I must be going to the cheap places because they make me use my own cup. I mean, they reuse the same cup and the same straw.
Well, that's something that pisses my daughter off. She will give me a dirty look or a thumbs up if she gets a refill and they bring her another straw.
All right, so that's it. So that's my fourth one for this year.
Okay, so I'm on my third one. My first one was more cursing. I'm going to curse more.
Okay.
I think I'm doing pretty good with that.
It's good to hear, Joel.
And my second one I'm not doing so hot on. That one is drinking more of your beer.
Yeah.
And, I brought my own today because...
Well, I'm learning. So what I do is I make sure that I stock it with shit you don't like.
That's kind of how it happened, yeah. Yeah. I brought my own Yingling. Actually, this is a Yingling Golden Lager. It's a little bit different than their regular, but
yeah, I'm not a fan.
I like them a little bit more, a little
beefier.
Yeah,
a little more, hoppier.
Hops. I'm more of. I don't like the watered down type stuff. So, but I won't go to like a IPA or anything like that. That's a little too much for me, but
all right.
Like something kind of in the middle.
All right, so what you got this week?
This week, my New Year's resolution is I'm going to do more of playing games on my phone.
You totally just made that up, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
At least I thought about mine.
But
I put effort into it, and you totally just...
I've been thinking all day, and like I said the first week, there's no improving this. I'm about as good as I'm going to get.
We'll beg to differ, but...
Well, I'm not saying that there are things about me that couldn't be better. I'm just saying that they're not going
to
fucking happen.
I just choose not to do it. Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. It is what it is at this point. When you get over 50, it's kind of like, yeah, fuck it. I don't care.
I wouldn't know.
I don't care. You will. You will. Oh, you will, my friend. All right, so we got a couple things around the Fort Myers area. I'm really enjoying the Southwest Florida music scene and a lot of great artists and things here. So we still continue to have a great, huge turnout at Clusatchie Jack's and here in Fort Myers on open mics on Sundays. We're trying to start them a little bit earlier, so we're not there so late, but it's usually from 6 to 9. Usually we go until about 10, just depending on how many people we have, but it's going great.
So you don't want to stay out there too late because you're a bunch of old people?
Yeah, well, I got to work tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay. All right, and yeah, I on Thursday nights, because I'm not quite so old and I do have to work Friday mornings, I do a trivia night style thing called Geeks Who Drink. It's a pub quiz, and that's at Fancy Southern Cafe in Fort Myers, and I do that every Thursday night from 7 till about 9 p.m. This last week, I had quite a few teams playing, so I ran a little bit long because it took me that long to total up their scores, but it's free to play and you can win food and drinks and it's a great restaurant. So come on out to Fancy's Southern Cafe in Fort Myers on Thursdays at 7 o'clock.
Are you able to report on the cornbread situation?
No cornbread at all.
All right, then I'm not calling them Southern Cafe then.
But they do have shrimp and grits. Like
they
asked
do.
About. They do.
Oh, they did have that.
That is on
okay.
the menu. Lots of different Southern style things. But my favorite, chicken and waffles.
Okay. Well, I'm not doing the Tito's today.
No.
I had a lot of that last night, so I'm here right.
Just the Coors Light today.
We don't have the kids here this weekend, so I don't have
two.
I don't have a runner, so I brought two just in case. So I wouldn't have to get up every 10 minutes. Yeah, I don't have my waitresses today. All right, let's get into this thing. Story number one, Florida man chews up police car after arrest. I hadn't read this one yet.
No.
A Florida man was arrested Thursday night after more than 40 grams of cocaine were found in his possession during a traffic stop in the Keys.
I'm not familiar with cocaine, and I know we don't have Badville here, but...
That's a lot.
Is that a lot?
I think it's a lot.
Okay. I have no idea.
While I finish reading this, Google, pull up and see how much 40 grams cost.
Okay. Wait, let me put it in incognito mode.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a couple weeks ago, we had drag queen bingo at the restaurant.
Oh, I bet that was fun.
Oh, it's hilarious. Oh, it was slammed.
I bet.
The inside was completely packed. And he was doing a song, and he had a song, and they do a little bit where they go around and lip sync it. It's kind of like just a show, and it's like a stripper thing, and they do money and put money. Anyway, so he had it on his phone, and he plugged it in, and it just, it was, I said, look, we ain't doing this no more. So give me the songs you want to play, and I'll play it through my laptop and just through the PA. Don't plug your phone in, because I can't control your phone up on the stage. So the song that he did was, instead of All About That Bass,
mm-hmm.
it's All About That Dick. So I did not put it in incognito mode, and now I have It's All About That Dick in my history. Yay me.
Good job, Phil. All right, so...
Rookie mistake.
Yeah.
All right. Did you find it?
So the most recent data I found was up till 2010, and that is... it's averaging $94 per gram.
Yeah, it was. That's what I'm saying. It was a lot.
So
like a kilo of coke is 1,000 grams.
Yes.
So this is not. I mean, this is, and a kilo, you can get a visual of the, you know, think.
It's like a brick.
Scarface. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this isn't a small amount.
All right. Yeah.
Then he decided to eat part of the arresting officer's patrol car seat. According to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, Melvin Stubbs, 37, of Homestead, was charged with cocaine trafficking and resisting arrest.
Okay, so he got the trafficking charges, so enough to it's not personal use.
He was also charged with property damage for chewing up and or eating a sheriff's office patrol car seat. So he just got him a property damage. Okay, I'm like, if they actually had a charge of chewing up an officer's patrol car... Or they just got him a property.
Vandalism to public property.
There you go. After he was taken into custody along mile marker 59, Stubbs was stopped by police for driving with a very dark, illegal window tinting.
All right, dumbass. If you're going to be doing something illegal, don't do something that can get the cops to stop your car.
That's all they need, because they can't stop unless you're speeding, you know, taillights out. I mean, they'll pull any of that if they think you're driving or, you know, something's up.
Yeah, exactly.
Just giving you a probable cause to stop you.
Make sure all your lights are working, all your tires are inflated to at least where it doesn't look like you're running flat. Make sure your windows aren't tinted too dark.
Lord. It was then discovered he had a warrant out for his arrest for violating probation stemming from cocaine sales.
So
he hadn't learned his lesson.
Yeah. I mean, he does have a career.
Oh, this is good. All right. Stubbs tried to run away, but was caught and tasered by one of the officers.
Did they taser him before they caught him? Or did they?
Police say they found 4 baggies of cocaine inside his jacket pocket with a total weight of 41.1 grams. So it was 10 grams each. That's a grand.
Except one of them was 11.1, or he is not a very good measurer of his product. That is not a good businessman.
Damn.
If you're going to be a businessman and you're selling something by the weight or the mass, because this is gram, so we're in the metric system here, you want to have a consistent product. You know, you don't want to have, you know, 9 grams this time and 11 grams next time. You want them all to be dead on 10.0. Otherwise, you're just, you know, you're...
He lost 1.1 grams
exactly.
of profit.
Exactly. He could have sold that to the next guy.
I know.
Walter White, he is not.
After placing him in the back seat of a patrol car, Stubbs chewed off and or ate a large piece of the seat, causing at least $1,000 in damage.
Damn, that's a lot of foam and leather.
What the hell kind of cop car is this that they got $1,000 seats?
I don't think they sell partial seats.
I guess not.
You got to buy the whole thing, the whole unit.
Got a roll of duct tape for $4.
Jesus. Yeah, but then the duct tape, you know, there's some tweaker going to be in the back of the seat in a week and a half, and they're going to be peeling at it, and all of a sudden they're peeling their skin off, and you got a lawsuit.
Officer said he was so combative they had to put his feet in restraints and took him to Fisherman's Hospital in Marathon. He was medically cleared and then taken to jail.
So did they pump his stomach, or did they just do a...
They took him. Well, they weren't going to take him to jail. That's an evaluation. Number one, they took him there to see how much if he had too much drugs in him that he was tweaking, or was he freaking crazy,
or was he just selling it, and was he, you know, did he eat enough foam that it was going to cause a problem?
I don't know.
And I mean,
so here the moral of the story is: if you're going to do illegal shit, don't ride around in an illegal car.
Yeah, and if you're going to sell cocaine, make sure you measure that.
Make sure you measure. Get you some good scales.
Measure twice, cut once.
Yeah. Can't keep giving you all these types of advice. Eventually you're going to have to figure it out on your own. All right, story number two.
Florida woman breaks into police station, eats officer's food, and is arrested after leaving her ID behind. Police have arrested a woman in Florida after she broke into a police station, stole food from an officer, and left her wallet behind. Oh, good Lord. Yavalande Jean-Pierre, age 29, is believed to have smashed a window to enter the police station on 2210 South Congress Avenue in the early hours of January 3rd, according to a report by the Boynton Beach Police Department. See, I took this story, number one, for the first name of this defendant here, and number two, because I know how you have a problem with Boynton Beach. And
yeah.
She then took two ready-made chicken and asparagus meals from the fridge and heated one of the meals in the microwave. Quote, one of the meals appears to have been consumed inside the kitchen area as the asparagus was left on the counter next to the microwave, unquote, the police report stated. She then left the premises. Yeah, I'd throw that shit out too. Asparagus is nasty.
Especially in a microwave.
Yeah. Officers Darren Hadarian and Greg Koch arrived at the station around 8:30 a.m. to find that the window on the south side of the building leading to the kitchen area had been broken.
So she cased it out.
Yeah. And
so she knew which window to break to get to the kitchen.
So is Boynton Beach kind of that small of a area that the police station isn't open 24/7?
I don't know.
Police believe Jean-Pierre stood on two recycling bins in order to access the opening. Agent Andrew Bourbon later arrived at the police station and confirmed that the meals were his and that he had paid $7 for each. $7 for chicken and asparagus? For frozen chicken and asparagus?
Frozen chicken and asparagus.
That's, I don't know. I wouldn't pay more than like $4 or $5 for a TV dinner from...
Well, you don't know if it was... Was it Hungry Man or was it, you know...
A Hungry Man don't make chicken and asparagus, let me tell you that. If they got chicken, it's fried and it's got mashed potatoes and corn or french fries and a brownie. The police officers were able to track down the suspect after crime scene investigator Amanda Eichhorst discovered a plastic shopping bag on top of the trash can at the front of the station. At first, officers thought the bag was garbage, but soon noticed it contained Jean-Pierre's Florida ID card and a state of Florida security officer's card. So she's a rent-a-cop
card.
So she's a security guard.
Oh. Obviously not a very good one.
Not a very well-paid one if she's got to break into the police station to get dinner. Footage recorded by the station's CCTV cameras showed Jean-Pierre walking to the front of the station at around 1:25 a.m. and squeezing past a locked gate. She is then shown trying to open windows at the front of the station but is unsuccessful. Fetching two recycling bins to the back of the building, she takes these to its south side. By around 2:21, she is seen climbing over the police station gate and heading south on South Congress Avenue. So she was in there almost an hour.
Well, yeah, maybe she took a nap.
Well, she did eat some chicken and asparagus, but not all the asparagus, obviously, because that shit's nasty. On January 9th, detectives arrested Jean-Pierre and charged her with burglary to an unoccupied structure, theft, and criminal mischief. Her first mistake was breaking into our substation, Boynton Beach Police Department wrote in a statement. The second was eating Agent Bourbon's chicken and asparagus, although she's clearly not a fan of asparagus. Her third mistake was leaving her wallet and Florida ID behind. Unquote. Officers made similar remarks on Twitter alongside a photo of the crime scene.
Brilliant.
You try not to empathize with these criminals, but I gotta say, I 100% agree with leaving that asparagus behind because that shit's nasty.
That's just dumb. That's all I got from this one. It's just dumb.
There are 1,000 other buildings you could break into to get food. You got to break into the police station, A, where you're going to piss off one of the cops because he took his lunch for the next day.
Yeah.
And B, they've got security cameras.
Yeah, that's the most secured place in that area. Let's go break into that one and steal the food.
And C, you leave your ID on the garbage cans right out front. Brilliant.
All right. I got nothing else on this. It's just stupid. All right. Story number three. Florida woman attacks parents after they refuse to take her to Outback. A Florida woman upset that her parents refused to take her to Outback Steakhouse was arrested after she attacked the couple Wednesday night, deputy said. According to the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, Deanna Seltzer, 28, asked her mother to go to the popular chain restaurant in Lake Worth and was told no. Susser then became enraged and began punching her mother in the chest and arms, an arrest report said.
That's what you call hangry.
Seltzer's father suffered multiple scratches to a face and body when he attempted to intervene.
Jeez. Again, you don't want to sympathize with these criminals, but I've been there. I've been that hungry.
Damn. Deanna went around the house flipping recliners and tearing up other random furniture inside the home, report said. Bitch clicked.
She flipped the chairs over.
Seltzer also charged at her father with a 12-inch decorative knife that had been hanging on the wall, chasing him and screaming, "I'm going to, explicit, kill you."
Hold on.
A decorative knife?
A 12-inch decorative knife that had been hanging on the wall.
What's a decorative knife?
I've seen people, these mall ninja people with, like, the samurai sword that's on the wall, or, you know, the old English, you know, Excalibur-style sword that they hang on the wall for decoration, but they're bigger than a 12-inch knife.
Deputies found a knife laying on a kitchen counter after entering their home, along with a glass dining table that had been flipped over.
Jesus. Apparently it didn't break the glass. That's a good thing. But
Seltzer was arrested on one count each of simple domestic battery and battery of a person 65 or older.
Ooh, why do old people get special?
They got their own charge.
Yeah. And obviously it's an extra charge because they get battery. And then they get battery of a person 65 or older. So you hit one old person, you get two charges against you. That's bullshit.
She also faces two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, a.k.a. 12-inch decorative knife. A Palm Beach County judge ordered that Seltzer undergo a mental health assessment upon her release from jail.
Yeah, I think.
She was also ordered to stay away from drugs, alcohol, and weapons.
But not Outback Steakhouse.
That's right. Somehow I think the Outback was not the issue here. It was something else underlying. And if she came back and said, "I want to go to Popeye's," she would have still flipped out.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Outback's pretty good.
Outback's pretty good. And they have
that Bloomin' Onion thing.
You know, I like the Bloomin' Onion, but the cheese fries.
Oh, is it? Cheese fries is where it's at?
Cheese fries is good.
I don't think I've ever had those.
They're good. They have the big-ass knife for your steak at Outback. So maybe mom knew that she had a thing for knives and didn't want to be, you know, sitting at dinner table with this crazy psycho that she raised and have her have access to that big-ass Outback steak knife.
Agreed. Now it's time for our weekly episode of Florida Men Regional Championships.
Yeah, this is our attempt to find out what the best part of Florida is. It is a bracket-style playoffs where we have divided 16 teams, a.k.a. areas of Florida, into two different regions. We've got rural and urban teams, and we do one competition each week until we decide a winner. So the link to the brackets are in the show notes, and I've actually split it up. So if you don't want spoilers, we've got a no-spoilers version, so you can see the whole bracket, and you can fill out your own brackets if you want. But if you want to see how the results have taken place after this episode, there is another link in the show notes for that one, so you can see who's won so far. And this week, our matchup is South Florida 2, which is Miami, Fort Lauderdale, that area, the southern half of South Florida, versus Daytona. So we've got Fort Lauderdale, which is a perennial spring break destination for people up north, and Daytona, which is also a spring breaker destination.
You got Daytona though.
Daytona
500, but you got Homestead. But it's still not Daytona.
Right. And you've got, in Daytona, you've got Bike Week and our favorite Jeep Beach. And they've got a new truck week that they do up there now, too, that I think they're stopping doing that because it's too many drunken assholes.
This is a tough one. Now, this was Southern Florida 2, which is the number 2 seed. Mm-hmm. Daytona at a 7.
Yeah, and South Florida, I mean, you've got...
It's kind of not, I won't say not fair, but it is, when you think about urban, I mean, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, I mean, that area.
That is urban sprawl. That is as urban as it gets in Florida. You do have South Beach.
Yeah, and the cruise ships, all that, yeah.
Yeah.
But I have no disrespect to Daytona. Now, there's a lot of good... I've had a lot of good times in Daytona, but I don't think how you can, as far as a place, if you got to say, all right, where do you want to go this weekend? We can go to Daytona or we can go to South Beach. Yeah, I'm going to go to South Beach.
Yeah, but you've got all that Miami traffic. You got all that Miami.
Plus, Miami's got
crime.
They got the new Hard Rock Cafe with the Gibson Les Paul Hotel.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
That's cool. It's badass. They're still under construction, but yeah, it's mm-hmm. The Hard Rock Hotel is the one of the towers is built in the shape of a Les Paul.
That's pretty cool. I don't know. I was going to lean towards Daytona for this one. I don't like going to Miami. I don't like going to Fort Lauderdale. Last time I was in Miami, wasn't even really in Miami. I went to the hockey arena to watch a concert.
So what do we do if we see? I'm gonna go with South Florida.
Well, you have to convince me then that Daytona. I mean,
I'm not in the mood to convince you. We can flip a quarter if you want. I mean, we don't have a third person to break the tie.
How often have you gone to Miami or Fort Lauderdale?
About as many times as Daytona.
Okay. Well, I haven't. Yeah, I haven't been to Miami. Let's see. It was 2007 was the last time, or maybe no, 2008 was the last time I was in Miami. Just I don't.
Well, then you're not qualified to. You can't just because you don't go there doesn't mean you can't. Oh, that you can't say you don't like
no,
it.
No, I don't go there because I don't like it.
Well, then that's subjective.
Well, that's the whole point of this.
Now, I can get to Daytona, but, I mean, I do love Daytona.
Yeah.
Drive on the beach.
Yeah, it gets a little cooler there at night. It's not quite as hot during the summer months.
And I do understand your issue with traffic and population.
Mm-hmm.
Food's a lot better in Miami inside that area. You got the Cuban, Latino, good food. Good food. Now, you got South Beach. You got cruise ships.
Yeah, but the thing about the cruise ship is you leave.
Yeah.
You just the only reason you're there, that's a bus stop.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of money in there, though. Good houses.
They ain't giving it to me.
Big boats. Pretty boats.
Yeah. They ain't letting
Pitbull,
me ride.
Pitbull lives there.
So what you're saying is...
Gloria Estefan lives there.
So you're saying Pitbull lives there.
I don't know where the Miami Sound Machine lives, but I'm guessing Miami.
Are they still around?
No.
All right, let's vote for 1983.
All right, we're going with the upset, Daytona?
Yeah, Daytona.
All right, Daytona for the upset. The
All right, so next week, our competition is... we might be a little biased in this one. It is Southwest Florida, which is Fort Myers, Naples, Cape Coral, Marco Island, that area where we just happen to be residents of, versus the Panhandle, which is, we're defining as everywhere from Tallahassee all the way over to Pensacola.
All right.
So that is next week. All right, and our final story for tonight, Florida man arrested after failing to convince deputies that he wasn't home. A Bunnell?
Where is that?
I don't know. Why don't you Google it while I'm talking? Oh, Flagler County. A Bunnell, Florida man lost a game of hide-and-seek to the Flagler County Sheriff's Office after he tried tricking deputies into thinking he wasn't home. The Volusia County Sheriff's Office issued an arrest warrant for Jesse Pack, age 40, who was suspected of kidnapping and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. When Flagler County deputies went to his home at 390 County Road 200 in Bunnell, that sounds kind of rural to me.
Well, yeah, this is between Daytona and just south of Jacksonville.
Okay. When deputies went to his home at 390 County Road 200 in Bunnell on Sunday at 9:30 p.m., they found that he had wrote a note for authorities on a mattress saying, quote, "I know my warrant is active. I am not here. I'm finishing a job and turning myself into the Volusia Branch Jail! Exclamation point. Jesse Pack on a mattress with a marker. Yeah, if you follow the links to the show notes, they've got a picture of the mattress. Deputy spoke to a woman who was at home and said Pack wasn't there. They searched the home and found Pack hiding in a bedroom in the fetal position with a pillow inside a small wooden dresser. Pack told deputies that he had hid inside the space when deputies arrived at his residence.
When did he write the note?
Well, before they got there.
Yes.
He knew they were coming for him.
Wait. He's with the inside a small wooden dresser. He was in a drawer?
He was in a dresser. It doesn't say if he was in a drawer or not. But yeah, he had a pillow and he was all curled up in there like a, I don't know, little puppy or something in the cage.
How the fuck? How do you? All right. I'm thinking chest of drawers.
Yeah.
Even a
I mean, you know, it might be one of those dressers that has the double doors, and if you got the
hangers
on.
Oh, you're right.
And more like a wardrobe.
Wardrobe thing. All right, I got you.
But yeah, obviously he's not a very big man. Pack told deputies he hid and hide the space when deputies arrived at his residence. Quote, "This guy clearly thought he could hide from our deputies, but this is not the first cat and mouse game a fugitive has tried to play," unquote, said Sheriff Rick Staley. Pack was taken into custody. He was charged with kidnapping and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He was also charged with resisting arrest without violence and possession of drug paraphernalia by Flagler deputies. He was transported to the Sheriff Perry Hall Inmate Detention Center, where he is being held on a $1,000 bond. He is currently awaiting extradition for the Volusia County charges.
Brilliant. The mattress was a nice touch.
Yeah, that's
You don't look here, I'm not here.
That's the Florida man touch here. Yeah,
I'm not here.
Yeah. Don't look in the dresser. Yeah. I'm not there either.
Yeah. All right, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff. You can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally, and they are Roxanne, Travis, Heather, Conith, Jessica, and Katie.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, as always, you can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. A dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida